just a quick Dvartere. The mitzvah tefillin is mentioned at the end of the parsha. There's four parshas tefillin in the Torah. We have all four parshas in our tefillin. There's a difference. Two parshas have v'hoyu lo'is al yodecho, and two parshas say ukshartom lo'is al yodecho. The parshas of Krishna, ukshartom v'hoyu kevi'echo. The other two parshas say v'hoyu. The question is, what is the difference? Why did the Torah change this lashon? So there's a lot of raid. Achronim speak out that maybe there's two parts to mitzvah tefillin. Tefillin has to be on your hand, and besides that, you actually have to tie it. That's the v'hoyu, and that's the ukshartom. And there's big chidushim that the poskim discuss. Can a woman tie tefillin onto a man because she's not part of mitzvah tefillin? There's a Gemara in Menachos, there's Avnei Nezer, there's a Deacon Ektois, there's a Rogachover. There's a lot of poskim spoke about the shaila. I want to suggest that there's a few lines in the Meshech Chochmeh who says a beautiful idea, and if we'll take his idea a little further, we'll see that none of this, these tzedorim exist really, and you can't be medayin, because the Meshech Chochmeh also asked, why did the Torah change? And the Meshech Chochmeh says a beautiful idea. Meshech Chochmeh says that the Rambam in Yesaida Torah teaches us the following teaching. Says the Rambam, our belief in God is not based on all the nisim of Mitzrayim, all the miracles in Mitzrayim. If a person bases his whole belief on the nisim of Mitzrayim, ain believer el adoyfi, his emunah is not sturdy. It's not a strong emunah. Our real emunah is based on Matan Torah, when the whole of Klal Yisrael were eyewitnesses. They heard with their ears and they saw with their own eyes that God spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's our emunah. But the emunah, until Matan Torah, the emunah which was based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's emunah reifefes, that's emunah sheyesh bo doifi. It's not a strong emunah. Says the Meshech Chochmeh, beautiful in Parshas B'Shalach, he says it in the Shiro. He says that the two parshas, I'm changing a little bit from his words, the two parshas where the Torah says v'hoyu, they are before Matan Torah. The two parshas of Kshartom, that's later on in the Torah, it's after Matan Torah. Tefillin is our emunah. We put our emunah onto ourselves. We tie our emunah onto our arms, close to our hearts. We believe in God and we tie this emunah to our hearts. Before Matan Torah, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tefillin sat on our arms. But they were not tied there. After Matan Torah, the Torah changes of Shartom. Then the emunah is tied onto our arms. That's what the Meshech Chochmeh teaches us. That's why the Torah says originally, Behoyu, the tefillin are sitting there, but you can move them. It's emunah sheyesh b'doifi. After Matan Torah, ukshartom, they tied because you were eyewitnesses to every piece of our emunah. Ad kan divra Meshech Chochmeh, v'zois habroche, yiz mayrich, that's what it means. Torah tzivolonu moishu mirosho, kilis yankov. When did Torah become a mirosho? When did it become the Torah deiris? After vayivishur melech bis'asiv rosh ha'om, yachad shivte Yisrael, the whole of Klal Yisrael stood. Eyewitnesses to Hakadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe. Then Torah became a Meirosho. There's no way. Then the Torah continues the Deire Deiris because it's sturdy emunah. Let's take this Meshech Chochmeh. V'hoyu ukshartom. Achronim in all different places wanted to say it's two different issues. There's mitzvahs v'hoyu, mitzvahs ukshartom. V'hoyu, the thing has to be on you. Ukshartom, you have to tie it. According to Meshech Chochmeh, there's no such thing. V'hoyu is, we're discussing the matzav of the tefillin on your hand. You don't have to tie them, someone else can tie them. The matzav of tefillin on your hand before Matan Torah is a matzav of v'hoyu. After Matan Torah it's a matzav of kosher, but it's a situation of being on your hand and being tied on your hand. Who actually ties it? That's not the discussion of the psukim. Your wife could tie it like the pastors and the Gemara and Menachos. The issue is, how does the tefillin have to be connected to you? Do they have to be on you? Do they have to be tied on you? Eibishter's help that our Emunah should be an Emunah which is tied and an everlasting Emunah Meirosh Yekeles Yankov L'Deire Deire Sadbis HaMashiach. We should always be sturdy in our Emunah, and our Emunah should be tied close to our hearts on our arms. L'Deire Deire Sadbis HaMashiach Tzidkeinu B'Meiru V'Yameinu.